Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Winnie. We're on day two of the Holi Festival. Let's review what is the Holi Festival.
Well, first of all, it's a festival to celebrate spring. Like we said yesterday, spring is a happy time for most people. It's when new life comes about.
It's about hope.
Yeah, it's about
joy.
It's about love. It's about all the new colors that we see after a long, hard, cold winter. So it's a very happy time for most people.
And it's also known as the Festival of Colors and Sharing Love, all because of one legend.
That's right. It's the legend of Lord Krishna and Radha. Now, Lord Krishna had blue skin. Radha was his love. Radha had very fair or light skin. Krishna said, yeah, we need to look the same, so I'm just going to color you up.
So don't understand
a little bit. So I'm going to give you a coat of paint.
What if I don't want to look blue?
She didn't have a choice. She had to be blue. It was blue or nothing.
Okay.
So he colored her up, and then today, to honor their love, to honor that paint job that he gave her, they still do this. They have the Holi Festival, and they color themselves up with this colored powder.
Even though it's one of the oldest festivals in India, it actually has influenced many other festivals in the world.
That's right. Yesterday, we learned that it influenced things like the color runs
right.
that you see in cities around the world when people go for about a five kilometer run, and they coat themselves in this same sort of colored powder as well.
But that's not all of it. Today we're going to learn more about this interesting festival and see some of the weird practices that people do.
All right, some good, interesting, weird stuff coming up on the program today. Let's get to it.
Reading. Covered in color at the Holi Festival. The neighboring Indian towns of Barsana and Nandagaon celebrate Holi in a more unusual way. The name of their two-day festival gives their practice away. Their event is called Lath Mar Holi, which means the holi in which people hit others with sticks. On the first day, men from Nandagaon go to Barsana's Radha Rani temple. There, they're greeted by women who hit them with sticks. Some unlucky men are even captured and made to put on women's clothing and dance for everyone. The next day, it is men of Barsana's turn. They visit Nandagaon to attack the women there with colored powder. Meanwhile, the women use sticks to try to make them go away. This curious ritual was also influenced by Krishna and Radha. Legend has it that Lord Krishna visited Radha's village and, in a playful mood, teased her and her friends. The women reacted by chasing him away. This year, Lath Mar Holi falls on March 7th and 8th. People are sure to flock to India to join the fun, but only with the proper protection, of course.
The article begins today by saying the neighboring Indian towns of Barsana and Nandagaon, I hope I'm saying that right, celebrate Holi in a more unusual way. Okay, so you might think this is already somewhat unusual, a festival where everybody shows up dressed all in white and then they just color themselves
up. Covered ourselves.
Just everybody throwing powder at one another. But this is even more unusual. Unusual, of course, means weird or strange or different.
Neighboring 在这里是个形容词，我们看到可以表示邻近的。我们把 ing 遮起来，就看到 neighbor 邻居这个字啦。所以今天呢，要介绍是一个在附近的小城镇。They celebrate Holi in a different way, in a more unusual way, 一个比较不一样的方式。How?
Okay, let's find out what this unusual way is. It says the name of their two-day festival gives their practice away.
Gives it away?
What are they giving away? The name gives it away. If somebody gives something away, it means they reveal something. Whether they wanted to or not. Something is revealed, some information. And this is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.
shortcut for you.
Fina,
hmm?
Where is the cake I was going to eat?
I don't know.
You do know, don't you?
Yes.
I can't believe you ate my cake!
But how did you know?
Your expression gave it away.
You were going to give the cake away? Then I'm glad I ate it.
Give something away can have another meaning. Here, I'm using it to describe something that reveals a fact or secret.
I get it. Give something away means 泄露秘密等。But how did my expression give me away? I look so innocent.
The cream on your face is a bit of a clue.
Oops.
Now, we said this event is unusual.
Unusual. How
meaning it
unusual?
Is not usual. It's weird. It's strange. It's different.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, let's find out how different it is. It says their event is called Lathmar Holi. Okay, we've still got the word Holi in there, but we've also got this other word, Lathmar.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Okay, which
is that
means
Indian?
Which means the holi in which people hit others with sticks.
Really?
Awesome. It's a stick fight.
No.
So instead of throwing color at each other, they beat each other with sticks. It sounds like a festival where you need to bring a helmet or some protective equipment. That is unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to learn more about it, I'm sure.
在这里我们看到这个猴历节有个不同的名字，这当然是可能他们的印度语。不过直接翻成英文的意思就是互相用棍子打人的猴历节。That is weird. I thought a festival is supposed to be peaceful and joyful.
Yeah, Holi, we said before, it's all about the expression of love,
right,
and hope. I'm not sure how you express that by hitting somebody with a stick. I wish you peace!
No idea.
As I beat you on the head with a stick.
But it hurts.
Okay, well, let's learn more. Let's not jump to conclusions.
Okay.
It says, on the first day, men from Nandgaon go to Barsana's Radha Rani Temple. Okay, a temple is where you worship a god or a goddess,
mm-hmm.
a male or a female god. There, they're greeted by women who hit them with sticks.
So only
I don't like this
women
anymore.
Get
I'm not excited. I'm not excited. Men. The women hit the men.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we were there, you'd be waiting in the temple. I would show up and you would beat me with a stick.
No, I'm
You're greeting me. Hello! Right on the head with a stick. Okay.
So when
Sounds
they go
painful.
There, what they will see, what will they see? They'll see women with sticks trying to hit men.
Yeah, they just show up, I guess, and they're going to get hit with sticks. Well, let's learn a little bit more.
Okay.
It says some unlucky men are even captured and made to put on women's clothing and dance for everyone.
Do you still like this festival?
You know what? If they gave me a choice, okay, we can hit you with a stick or you can wear the women's clothes,
and
I'd be putting on the dress.
No,
right
you
away.
Don't get to choose.
You don't get to choose. Oh, you
You're
get captured.
You're just unlucky.
Oh, okay. They get captured. They get taken, and they have to put on women's clothes and dance for everyone. Wow. Okay, yeah, this is an unusual festival for sure. Here we saw a phrase, be made to do something, as in the men are made to put on women's clothing and dance around for everyone. If you are made to do something, it means you don't have a choice. You are forced to do something. So these men are captured, they are taken, and then they have to put on the women's clothes and they have to dance. They can't say no. That's what it means to be made to do something.
这里我们看到两个被动，第一个是 they are captured, 有些比较倒霉的男生就被逮到了。 And they are made to, 这里是 made 的被动，是被穿上女生的衣服。我们已经学过 make 实义动词后面加上原形动词，比如说 the movie makes me want to cry, 这里后面呢会加原形 want to cry。 但是呢 make 当被动式的句子的时候呢，后面的不定词反而不省略哦。 So they are made to put on women's clothesand dance, and there are more to come.
Yeah, that's right. This is not the end. This is not the end. It says, the next day, it is the men of Barsana's turn. Okay, it's their turn. Does that mean They're going to hit the women with sticks?
That is not right.
This is a very violent festival. There's a lot of people getting hit and putting on others'
clothes. Hold on.
Okay, wait. We're not sure
right.
yet.
如果是某个人的 turn, it's somebody's turn, 表示轮到某人啦。所以呢后面文章一开始，这里文章一开始呢有说到这个到了一开始是说有两天的活动嘛。第一天是女人拿着棍子揍人。第二天呢就轮到 Bassana 的男生了。What are they going to do?
It says they visit Nangaon to attack the women there with colored powder. Okay, it's not sticks. They're not actually going to be hitting women. That would be kind of messed up. they're just going to throw powder at them. They're not going to hurt anybody. Meanwhile, the women use sticks. They've still got the sticks.
We do.
Who let
we
them keep the sticks?
We always have the sticks.
Meanwhile, the women use sticks...to try to make them go away. Okay, meanwhile means while something is happening, another thing is happening at
the same time.
Okay, so the men are throwing colored powder. All we have is powder. They have sticks.
And we have sticks.
I can already tell who's going to win that fight. If I'm throwing powder at you, you're hitting me with a stick, I'm going to get tired of that really quickly. I'm going to run away.
这里我们看到轮到 Bassana 的男生来到这个城镇，用什么？用彩色的粉末来攻击女生。不过女生当然也不是就傻傻的在这里给被他们丢粉。同一时间我们看到这个副词 meanwhile 表示同时，通常呢我们会放在句首后面加个逗点，像文章看到了 meanwhile 女主角呢女生呢就会用棍子企图把他们赶走。 So the first day some men will go to the temple and women there will hit them with sticksThese men come to their town with colored powder to try to revenge.
Yeah, but they don't have sticks. They've just got powder. And the women still have the sticks. It's 2 days of guys getting beaten with sticks.
I love it.
It sounds like a really good deal for you.
Yeah.
And a really bad deal for me. It's just 2 days of me getting hit with a stick. Well, let's learn more about where this came from. How did this start? It says this curiousritual was also influenced by Krishna and Radha. Okay, curious here means strange.
Strange.
There's different meanings of curious. You can be curious, as in you ask a lot of questions, but here, curious ritual means strange or like that word we saw earlier,
unusual.
Okay, this was influenced by Krishna and Radha. Legend has it that Lord Krishna visited Radha's village and in a playful mood,teased her and her friends. He was in a playful mood. Your mood is the way that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in a good mood. You feel happy. You feel great. You can be in a bad mood. You feel angry or sad. He was in a playful mood, so he teased her. If you tease someone, you kind of bug them or annoy them a little bit. You try to trick them, that sort of thing.
But not try to make them cry.
Not try to make them cry. You're just kind of having a bit of fun. So he was in a good mood, a playful mood, and he was teasing Radha and her friends. We saw a phrase here, legend has it that. Now, you might remember the word legend from before, which is just a very old story. So legend has it that just means this is what the old story says. This is the information from the legend or from that very old story. So remember this phrase, legend has it that.
We remember that Lord Krishna painted Radha in blue.
That's
like
right.
The first day. 今天呢，我们就看到进一步说他们还怎么影响这个节日呢？这里我们看到一个很爱考的 legend has it that 点点点 legend 我们昨天有提到是传说的意思，所以这个句型呢是说据传说点点点怎么样 ？That 后面才是传说的主体。所以啊，这里呢是说据这个传说说 Lord Krishna 呢他会去找这个爱人 Radha， 然后呢会用 in theplayful mood 用一个很愉快的心情，不是要去把人家弄哭啦，就是去捉弄他们这村的女生。In a mood 就是在一个怎么样的心情 ，in a good mood or in a bad mood. How did the ladies think of him, though?
Yeah, what did they think about being teased by Lord Krishna? Well, the women reacted by chasing him away
with sticks.
Maybe with sticks. Maybe with some other kind of weapon. When you react, it means.Somebody does something to you, and then you do something back. You do something in turn to them. So he was teasing them, and the thing they did back, or their reaction, or the way that they reacted, was to chase him away.
这里呢，女生是怎么反应呢？反应呢，我们用 react 这个动词，你可能也看过它的名字后面加 T-I-O-N reaction， 我们可以一起把它学起来。 For example, what was your parents' reaction when they learned that you got the first place?就是你父母知道以后反应是什么。 Now this is getting cool, so women can legally hit men on the festival. I want to go.
You can hit somebody and not go to prison.
Yeah.
So you can just beat people up all day long. This year it says Lathmar Holi falls on March 7th and 8th, so you can already see Winnie writing down the dates.
Okay, yeah,
these are the
booking
days.
The tickets right now.
These are the days I can hit people and not go to jail. It says people are sureto flock to India to join the fun. Yes, they are sure to flock there. Everybody's going to go to India to take part in the Holi Festival or in Lathmar Holi, which is the kind of weirder version of the holiday. We saw the phrase here, fall on here. It doesn't mean somebody's falling down or they're tripping or something like that. The festival falls on these 2 days in March. It just means these are the days on which the festival will take place. We use this phrase fall on when a holiday might be around the same time every year, but not necessarily on the same dates every year. So it falls on this day. Every year, Christmas falls on December 25th, for example.
Flock 有名词和动词的用法，如果要记起来的话，我们可以从名词先来看。名词它是鸟群，比如说 a flock of birds。然后呢，在动词呢，它的文章用法就是 flock to somewhere。这个意思呢，就像是一群鸟集体行动去哪里，就是比如说群聚啊，蜂拥到哪里的意思。So for example, fans were flocking to the theater to see the movie premiere.
That's right, flocking. Everybody is going there, okay?
So in order to join the fun of the festival, a lot of tourists go to India during this time of the year. But the article goes on with a but.
Yes, there's a but or a however here. It says only with the proper protection, of course. Yes, that's what I was wondering. I thought you need a helmet or something. Proper here just means the right thing, or the thing that is required. Proper equipment or the proper protection just means you need something to protect yourself from the sticks that are being beaten into you all day long for 2 days.
It's fine.
I'm going to bring my football helmet.
Lightly.
Okay, thank you. That's very nice of you. I appreciate that.
Proper 是个形容词，表示适当的、合宜的。比如说，如果你要去参加晚宴 ，if you're going to a formal dinner party, it's advised to wear proper clothes. For example, like.A suit, a tie,
nice dress pants, nice shiny shoes.
No sandals.
Basically the opposite of what I'm wearing now. Those are proper.
No hats. No. 所以呢，就是要穿比如说适当的服装，合宜的服装去参加晚宴。在这里呢 proper protection 当然就是呼应昨天我们有提到，还有今天你要被揍，所以你可能要有一个完善的安全措施。 The powder is also easy to be on fire, so make sure you follow the safety rules.
Yes, have a good time, but be safe above all, and watch out for Winnie with her stick as she's beating everyone down.
Be carefuld
uring the Holi Festival. We're almost out of time today. Before we leave, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, today on the program, we are talking about legends, like the legends of Lord Krishna and Radha, his love, and how this festival came about. So the question is,What legends are you familiar with and what are they about?
Like I said yesterday, many legends in Taiwan are involved with gods.
Mm-hmm.
So like many people pray to Mazu.
Okay, she's the goddess of the sea.
Right.
Okay.
People say that she's like the guardian of the coast.
Okay, she's the one who watched over like all the fishermen and the people who were traveling
on
the water.
Right, so when people see her, they know like, oh, we're almost close to the land.
That's right, and they express their, they honor her.Remember,
right.
We saw that word honor? They pay respect because they say, oh, she's the one who made sure we didn't drown.
She's
the one who kept us alive.
If you bow to her, then you'll be safe.
That's right. So that's one very important legend of Taiwan. I'm sure you guys know a lot more as well. You can have a discussion about this amongst yourselves. We're out of time for English for You. So until the next program, I'm Joe.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Covered in color at the Holi Festival. The neighboring Indian towns of Barsana and Nan Dagon celebrate Holi in a more unusual way. The name of their two-day festival gives their practice away. Their event is called Lathmar Holi, which means the holi in which people hit others with sticks. On the first day, men from Nand Gaon go to Barsana's Radha Rani temple. There, they're greeted by women who hit them with sticks. Some unlucky men are even captured and made to put on women's clothing and dance for everyone. The next day, it is men of Barsana's turn. They visit Nand Gaon to attack the women there with colored powder. Meanwhile, the women use sticks to try to make them go away. This curious ritual was also influenced by Krishna and Radha. Legend has it that Lord Krishna visited Radha's village and in a playful mood teased her and her friends. The women reacted by chasing him away. This year, Lathmar Holi falls on March 7th and 8th. People are sure to flock to India to join the fun, but only with the proper protection, of course.
Vocabulary Review.
Meanwhile, Kate played soccer in the yard. Meanwhile, Oliver listened to music in his room. Mood. Mark was in a bad mood after his car broke down on his way to work. Tease. Rebecca was upset after her older brother teased her. React. Fred reacted to the news that his friend was moving away by planning a goodbye party for her. Flock. Millions of people flock to the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, each year. Proper. You'll need proper hiking clothing if you're going to climb that tall mountain.